been getting scam calls. It is getting out of control. That my phone was just ringing. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 15 scam calls today.
You got to get off of those lists.
I don't know how I'm on this list. And because my phone number begins with 860 in the phone number. So it's all numbers 860 whatever.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 6. And then the next one will be 1153. So you can't block all these. But it goes nonstop.
Right.
And yeah. It's they say they're from Amazon and they want to... if I want to dispute a charge or something.
Okay. Not only do you have to block those, but you got to get a better spam protection, because on my phone, I have Verizon. They have a really good spam protection. I have my spam protection up as high as it goes. I have the volume turned up to like 11. So I will get a call like that and it'll say potential spam. And not only will it say potential spam, but it won't ring. It automatically goes to voicemail. And then of course they don't leave a message because they don't know me, you know? And then it blocks it for you.
Yeah, but the problem is I would turn that on my phone, but I use this phone for business.
Oh, so in case the call is a legit call, you've got to be able to answer it.
Right. So if it's a business call that I don't have them, because you can block everything that's not in your phone book. So you can say, if it's not in my phone book, block it and send it to voicemail.
Right.
But I can't do that because I don't have all these people on my phone book.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah, so it's been going all flipping day. And I want to get
going to pass legislation where they're not allowed to do that anymore. I kept hearing every other day I would read something and they'd be like, you know, we're going to do something about that. No more spam calls. We're going to charge them or stop them.
But what happens if you have a job that you can't answer the phone all day? I mean, this goes on all day long. I mean, I'm driving home and it's 7:30 at night. They're calling my phone.
Right.
I think because they lifted some things over in wherever the hell they're at. So now they can go back to work and they're on high alert trying to contact everybody they can.
This is why you should have gotten a burner phone for work. You should get one of those burners, you know, like they have on the wire.
I had like that at Fox. Then I had two flipping phones I had to carry around.
No, it's annoying. No, one of them is your work phone, so you know if a call is coming there, it's work. Everything else on your regular phone, you know, is spam. Have a bunch of phones.
I just don't want two phones. I don't need another damn phone in my life.
Let people think you're some sort of, you know, high-powered drug addict or drug mule.
I would walk into a restaurant with not one, but two phones in my pocket. Yeah, I'm pimping. One's for the hose, one's for the business.
Right.
No, I didn't want to
No one's going to believe that.
Wow. But if I don't do that, this is what I get. I'll flip and day long. And I did answer it yesterday, and the guy answered in broken English, and I just hung up. I said, I can't. I don't have time.
Right. And it's not even worth saying, put me on your do not call list, because the minute you start to say that, they hang up on you. So you can't even get on. There's a national database. You got to get your number on the do not call.
It's on the national database. They don't care. They're scammers. They don't play by the rules.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah.
It's like guys that carry guns and they're not supposed to. They're criminals.
Yeah. I got no solutions for you. You have to live like this, my friend. This is how you've chosen to live. You don't want to have a second phone. I don't feel sorry for you anymore.
It's like, okay, speaking to people on phones. So today I bought a new car.
You got your car.
I finally got my car. It finally came in, got the car. So I'm pulling out of the dealership and I call Sirius XM to cancel my radio.
Right.
Because I'm like, I don't even have that radio anymore. It's in that other car. The other car's in the parking lot. So the new car that I have has Sirius XM. You get it free for 3 months.
Okay.
So I'm like, finally, because I'm paying so much. I'm paying $28 a month for this shit.
Oh, Jesus. That's ridiculous. Who pays for radio anymore? That's so stupid.
$28 a month. Well, the problem is I've been with them since 2011.
And they don't give you a discount. There's no loyalty.
No. Because I have the internet. because I like to listen when I go to the gym.
Time you were at the gym.
I when I go to the gym, I like listening to Sirius, so I have it on the internet.
Excuse me, you haven't been to the gym in years.
But I have it just in case.
Okay.
Just in case I go to the gym, I have Sirius on my phone. So, and I have it in my car. And so I called the guy and I said, because you have to call him. You can't do it online. You can't cancel online.
Okay.
You have to call him. So call him, get a guy on the phone. He's from another country. I can barely understand him. Drives me crazy. Anyway, I said, I want to cancel. Well, sir, you've been with us since 2011. Why do you want to cancel? Well, I got a new car. Oh, it triggered him. Well, sir, we can put it on the new car. And I said, well, wait, I get free Sirius for 3 months. I just want to cancel it. Just,
right.
I'll call you in 3 months and we'll see what kind of special you're running at that point.
Right.
And he goes, well, or we can do it now. I can give you the special, which is $5 a month forever.
That seems... Wait, you're... How can you be paying $28 a month and suddenly it's $5 a month?
He dropped it to $5 a month and it doesn't even start for 3 months. Because
so
I got
you took
three,
it.
3 months for free. Yeah. I went from $28 to $5 just because I said, I don't want to do this anymore.
I love the fact that, see, you don't realize the minute they ask you questions, you got to say, because I said so. I don't owe you an explanation. Cancel it because I said so. I don't need to, because the minute you give an explanation, then they go to that page. Oh, well, like whatever they click, whatever, like they have all the explanations in front of them and they click on, you know, whichever one you just said. You know, whether it's my wife doesn't want me to, or it's too expensive, or I have a new car, or whatever it is, they have that all ready to go.
They go to
so
that.
So they
tab.
Saw you coming a mile away.
I know, but I screwed them. I gave it to them in the buttocks.
You didn't screw them.
Yes, I did, because now I'm paying $23 less than I was yesterday for the same shit. I'm getting internet on the phone and in my car, $5 a month.
Okay, cut to a few months from now when it's $5 a month and suddenly it's going to go up. It's not $5 a month forever.
Right.
That's going to go up. And soon, I'm going through the same thing right now with my internet here and my cable, where I came in at $119 a month. I got a bill today for $137. I was like, wait a minute. Hang on a minute. This is not even close to what we agreed upon. Yeah, they always do that to you.
Well, I don't know how you can run a business like that, that you can drop somebody $23 a month to keep them and not go out of business.
Because they're only going to give you that $5 for a limited time.
He said forever. Ever, amen.
Okay, let's see if that's... talk to me in 6 months from now. Let's see how much it is.
It's still better than $29 or $28 that I was paying before. That's... you know, I didn't even know how much I was paying.
I'm so surprised at what a sucker you are. I mean, if you should let me handle this kind of stuff, because I would be like, cancel it. Why? Because of none of your business. None of ya.
Okay.
That's why. Because of none of ya.
But if I didn't have Sirius radio in my car, I would have to listen to local radio. And I would sell plasma to not listen to local radio.
Right.
If it only costs me $5 a month, I can panhandle for $5 a month just so I don't have to listen to the Wise Guys morning show.
Don't you listen to podcasts? That's all I listen to is podcasts.
Yeah, but when you're driving, you don't want to look and find that. It's a pain in the ass. So I just want to turn the radio on and go to work.
Right. I see what you're saying. Like it's distracting when you're driving. It's probably harder to listen to a podcast the way you drive. The rest of us, we could just zen out and listen to a podcast. No problem.
Yeah. You can't zen out when you're driving. So it's either Bob and Sherry or selling plasma.
Right. And both terrible. Both bad choices.
I would rather sell plasma than listen to radio now with 9 million commercials and the same Ed Sheeran song that I heard last hour.
Right.
So to me, it's worth, the fight is worth $5 a month.